5 minutes. Good time, good moments in 5 minutes. Hello and welcome to 5 minutes. Today, I'd like to share some valuable advice on financial matters. This advice is from a blog written by Mr. Tim Denning and published on The Startup. The first point stated is that work ethic does not guarantee wealth. It is indeed true that working hard does not automatically equate to being wealthy. However, it is important to acknowledge that not believing in discipline and hard work from the start can also prevent one from becoming rich. The image displayed is that of a contemporary individual. He advises, achieve simplicity to attain wealth quickly. This is unlikely. Everything commences with arduous effort. Yet this does not dismiss the necessity of having a plan. Commit yourself and maintain discipline in your hard work. How do you intend to reduce the effort required in your future endeavors? This is the correct course of action. However, if your goal is to acquire wealth without putting any effort in, refrain from exerting yourself. Achieving this is unattainable. Point two, he emphasized that people tend to overlook a fundamental truth about money. Regardless of how much you acquire, you will always require less. It is essential to constantly use a lesser amount than what you obtain. Even if you earn a lot of money, but you use more than you can find, there is no chance that you will become rich. But this one is something that is easy to say, but difficult to do. It is the most basic, no matter what you use money for. Don't forget this. Next, when you buy a house, always know the amount of interest and house value. It is always more than the cost of the house. For example, today you borrow money to buy a house for $1 million. You will pay only interest for a total of $1.2 million for 30 years. Let's try it out. Well, things I want everyone to remember is the interest from borrowing money. It is the second largest expense after taxes. Later, he said that the investment plan you are doing right now isn't working. Try changing your investment methods. Try doing one by little. If one works, do that one. Whichever one is not good, just stop. Don't push yourself to invest in bad things if you don't have a good plan. Another one which he said, another thing that makes you rich is focusing on not reducing expenses. But don't forget the point from just now. Don't use more than you can afford. Cutting down on expenses doesn't make you richer. What you should focus on is how to earn more money. Next, don't buy too much house. Many people invest a lot in real estate. Real estate is a sensitive thing, whether it's good or not. But if you have too many, and you will have to spend almost all of the money on the service, namely paying its installments, this one is tiring. Another point is that exchanging time for money never works. You really should spend more money to buy time. Anything that can be used to buy time, save time, and your time spent planning other things will be more worthwhile in the long run. The next point he mentioned about investment design, it must at least protect you from inflation. He wrote in here too, he gave an example saying that he had assets divided into a group. The group of assets is divided into six things. This is the first type. Super stocks such as Google, Amazon, Apple. When are these prices good? Enter and hold long, the second group. It is one that has a bit of a high risk, like Bitcoin. The third group is the S&P 500 group. This is a type of auto buy, meaning you buy it every month. That is similar to dollar average with 22 chars. He mentioned that the recommended indexes to purchase and maintain are the S&P 500 and similar indices in China. Therefore, the strategy is to buy and hold on to these indices. Another one is you can be the owner of any kind of business. But when it comes to houses, whether to buy or rent is not the crucial matter at hand. All ports should be held for more than 10 years, and you will find that it can create passive income. Many individuals lack the patience to wait, but possessing something that truly safeguards and supports you from inflation can make all the difference. The next point, if you are not willing to lose money sometimes, you're not going to make a lot of money because everything is risky. Nothing is without risk. Every time you lose money, please be reminded what you learned from this. Understanding people's desires is essential for achieving financial success. People don't want a lot of things. There are only five things. One reason for seeking more wealth is to increase happiness and comfort. This desire is also motivated by a wish to have additional free time and to improve overall health, as well as to reduce suffering. Whoever catches the trend will be able to earn money. Thank you for following 5 minutes. Thank you very much.
5 minutes. Good time. Good moments in 5 minutes.